We're going to talk about foods and your disordered eating pattern. Throughout this programme, you may have noticed that we've repeatedly asked you to identify thoughts and mental images. This is because our thought patterns can influence our feelings and the way we react to things, and vice versa. We might change our eating and our behaviours based on our thoughts. In this session, we aim to delve deeper into automatic thinking. Additionally, we're aiming to understand core beliefs that underlie our automatic thinking. Core beliefs are fundamentals to how we perceive ourselves, others, and the world. Identifying these beliefs can be enlightening, as they can shed light on how they impact on your disordered eating. Sometimes these beliefs may lead us to think and act in a way that differs from our true selves. We're going to undertake an activity. This one may take quite a bit of time, so I would suggest pausing the course so that you can take some time to complete it. If you're unsure about completing this activity alone, it may be worthwhile speaking to your practitioner. Now, we know that core beliefs are often developed from our life experiences and the things that we see around us. They can become reinforced over time. To help us understand them, it's important to be able to reflect on key ages or periods in your life. And it can also be helpful for you to reflect on when your disordered eating behaviours began. Therefore, for this activity, we're going to undertake a lifeline. I'm going to talk you through how to undertake this lifeline, but do come away from this session so that you can undertake it either on a piece of paper or, as I said, speak with your practitioner to do it with them. Now, a lifeline is exactly what it says. It's all about creating a line of your life. And what it can be really helpful to think about is thinking about key periods within your life where you may have started to notice that your eating habits have changed, or where you may have noticed that you were starting to think more unhelpfully about your food, body image, weight, shape. It's important to take time when doing this, as often we can uncover things that we've kind of forgotten about. So it takes some time and make sure that you're in a safe place. Possibly wait until you're about to speak to a practitioner or you've got people around you that you can trust so you can speak over some of the experiences. We're going to look at the example that's on the book. So on page one, there is a brief timeline. So this person identified three specific ages, 18 years old, 20 years old, and 25 years old. And during those ages, they had identified some specific behaviours. So the first one is stopped eating breakfast, could not eat after 6 p.m, and started to hate itself and started hiding away from others. And then they had identified some specific life events that was happening during that time. So the first one was that they started the first weight loss plan, the Join a Swimming Club, and then the last one was that their first child was born. So when you're thinking about your timeline, think about your ages, think about how you reacted, and think about specific life events that happened. Often this can give us a little bit of an insight into some of the things that we've experienced before in the past. And it can help us start to look at when we're identifying our core beliefs.